Hey everyone, Novalin here, and welcome back to your phone as the villain. If you're feeling that familiar pang of guilt after scrolling through social media for an hour straight, or if your thumbs ache from endless swiping, well, you're not alone. We've all been there. Today, we're diving deep into a topic near and dear to my heart: self-compassion strategies for phone users. Because let's be real, sometimes that little screen demon can feel like it's draining our energy and happiness. Ever notice how scrolling through those perfectly curated feeds can leave you feeling inadequate or even a little envious? It's like a sneaky comparison game playing out in your head without you even realizing it. But guess what? You don't have to be at the mercy of that digital vortex. You see, self-compassion isn't about being soft on yourself, it's about treating yourself with kindness and understanding, especially when you stumble, and let's face it, we all do. It's like giving your inner critic a big hug and saying, "Hey, I get it, we all make mistakes, and that doesn't define us." So, how can we cultivate this superpower of self-compassion in the midst of our digital age? Here are 5 key strategies to help you reclaim your phone time. 1. Mindful moments matter. The first step is awareness. Before you dive headfirst into that endless scroll, take a pause. Seriously, just breathe for a few seconds and ask yourself, what am I hoping to gain from this? Are you genuinely connecting with someone or simply seeking a distraction? Recognizing your intentions can make all the difference. D. Set boundaries like a boss. Think of your phone like a wild animal, it needs boundaries. Schedule specific times for checking social media and stick to them. Turn off those pesky notifications that constantly pull you back in. You're in control, not your phone. Imagine your phone as a tool, not the boss of your life. 3. Curate your feed with care. Just like you wouldn't invite negativity into your home, why invite it onto your social media? Unfollow accounts that leave you feeling drained or envious. Fill your feed with inspiring content, humor, and things that genuinely make you smile. Remember, your digital space should be a source of positivity, not stress. 4. Find offline joy. We're wired for real-life connections and experiences. Instead of scrolling through photos of people having fun, go out and create your own memories. Go for a walk in nature, catch up with friends face-to-face, or try a new hobby. The world is full of amazing things to discover beyond the screen. 5. Practice self-care rituals. You wouldn't neglect your physical health, so why neglect your mental well-being? Make time for activities that nourish your soul: meditation, yoga, journaling, reading, whatever brings you peace and joy. Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this: you're scrolling through Instagram, feeling that familiar wave of discontent wash over you. But instead of letting those negative feelings take hold, you remember our self-compassion strategy. You take a deep breath, remind yourself that social media isn't real life, and gently guide your attention to something more fulfilling: a cup of tea, a good book, or a heartfelt conversation with a loved one. Suddenly, the phone feels less like a burden and more like a tool you can use consciously. You're in control now. So, remember, cultivating self-compassion isn't about perfection, it's about progress. It's about being kind to yourself even when you stumble and make mistakes. By practicing these strategies, you can reclaim your phone time and create a healthier, more fulfilling relationship with technology. And that's what your phone as the villain is all about: empowering you to take back control of your digital life and lead a more intentional, joyful existence. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could benefit from some self-compassion wisdom. And if you have any thoughts or insights, leave a comment below, I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay mindful, stay kind, and remember, your phone doesn't define you. You are the boss of your digital world.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.